Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, I don't know if you have seen the pictures of the woman. I think she's a Glencoe woman who has been swimming in Lake Michigan. It's a beautiful formation of these sort of lily pod ice formations, and she jumped in the lake. John Williams talks to a guy every morning, or has talked to him often, a guy who jumps in Lake Michigan every morning. He started since the beginning of the pandemic. It didn't really strike my interest until I was reading about this Glencoe woman, and she said she'd been training for a year to do this in cold water immersion. So I know friends who've gone to the, I think it's called cryotherapy. I thought it might be time to get a little heads up on just exactly what all that means. Dr. George Ciampas is on the phone line. He's an emergency medicine and sports medicine physician at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Doctor, welcome. You're on the Team Hochberg phone line this Tuesday afternoon.
Good to be with you.
And not just that, you are the chief medical officer for U.S. Soccer and a team physician with the Blackhawks. I'm telling everyone else because I'm assuming you already know that, doctor.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, sure. So I want to get to cryotherapy as as a restorative treatment or whatever it is. But, this woman who jumped in from Glencoe, I think she's from Lithuania. I know this, in Russia they tend to jump in cold water quite a bit. So I would imagine you would tell people at this point it's a pretty bad idea to go jump in Lake Michigan.
Well, I wear two hats, as you noticed, yeah, as an ER doc and as a sports medicine doc. So cryotherapy has been around, for quite a while. And from an athlete perspective, it's perceived as a recovery method and is utilized quite a bit for athletes, whether it be endurance athletes, strength and power athletes. From an ER perspective, you always think of the potential risks that are associated with it. So I look at it from two sides.
And so tell me about this woman. I know that you don't know her story, but I'm interested that she says she's been training for this for a year. Who are those people? What do they do?
Well, we're at a stage right now with everything going on where mental health, recovery, wellness is front and center for everybody. And, being able to slow your heartbeat down, being able to slow processes or cellular metabolism across your body, allows you to sleep better, allows you to recover. It decreases pain. So this is essentially what she's accomplishing. And I think she's seeing some really good benefits from it.
And so she can do it because she's acclimated to it over a period of time to where it's not going to jar her system so much that she's going to have a heart attack or something like that.
Yeah, not necessarily. I think that you don't need a year to acclimate to it. I think you just have to have a plan and understand what you're doing, how you're doing it. Do you have, if you developed, what are your risk factors? Do you have potentially high blood pressure? Or do you have some, vascular disorder that when you get into cold environments, you shut down circulation? Do you have any neuropathy? Those would be people that would likely should not be doing this or consult your physician. But having a plan, getting into cold temperatures for a minute, 2 minutes, and someone being there that they can, if something happens, you can come out of it, I think is not a bad option. We're seeing a lot of these cryotherapy, not just Lake Michigan, but stores popping up that help provide an individual walk-in.
I think there's one by me now. Okay, but so in those those stores, you're not in water, right? You're just in a deep freeze.
You're in a chamber that basically drops the temperature, under 40 degrees or even colder. Quite honestly, the colder, the less time you need to be in it. But we have seen some negative effects from it. If you're not wearing, covering over your toes or your fingers, again, people that should have a plan that if they, all of a sudden have a change in their respiratory status or breathing too fast, that they can exit if needed. But, having someone observing you is really, really important.
So, yeah, you said early on that you're wearing two hats here, and I certainly understand that now. So saying there may be some medicinal or physical benefit to being out in the cold as long as you work yourself up to it and you have someone else watching you.
There is. And you know, obviously, I'm not advocating for people to start jumping in Lake Michigan, right, like the polar plunge. But, you know, there's some medicinal and recovery benefits that we see, again, in individuals who potentially are working out an hour or 2 hours and want to bounce back, you know, the next day. This is a this is one option for a recovery method. You know, from an other perspective, you know, if you're going to, you know, go on the lake and you're in water, it's very different in water and a chamber. In a water, having the wet conditions adds, you know, an ability for you to get cold really, really fast. Mm-hmm. So again, you have to have a plan in place to dry up, get in warm clothes, and be able to address that if something were to happen.
Fascinating. And this works with pro athletes and the U.S. soccer as well?
It works with elite athletes. It works with athletes in general where, you know, post a training, you know, they're going to get into a cold tub for, you know, anywhere between, 3 to 7 minutes, depending on how cold it is. And Lake Michigan right now is probably about 30 degrees. You're seeing that man-made or lake-made right now.
Dr. George Champius, that was fascinating. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Terry Savage just around the corner. And in fact, if you want to give us a call, 312-981-7200, our first caller will get a $25 Sweet Alley's gift certificate. Celebrate your Valentine's with Sweet Alley's gluten-free bakery, where you can always find something special. Located in Hinsdale, Glenview, and online at sweetallies.com. That's sweetallies.com. Phone number 312-981-7200.